mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the World. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're on this beautiful journey through the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are looking at the amazing miracles of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The couplet is beautiful. Allah ki sartaba kadam shan hain ye. Insan nahi insan wo insan hain ye. Quran to iman batata hai inhe. Iman ye kehta hai ke meri jaan hain ye. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status is so amazing that it is a sign of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beauty of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amazing mercy that they were to the world. Allah ki sartaba kadam shan hai ye. This is one of the great best of creation. Insan nahi insan wo insan hai ye. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Noor and Bashir, but the human part of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like any other human being. It is amazing. Then it says that although the Quran tells us that our iman is belief in the last and final messenger, iman itself says that it is much more than that. The love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everything, because they are the essence of your belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Today, alhamdulillah, we've got a great lineup for you. I've got some amazing miracles that you're going to really love. But before we start, let me start with the question of today. What was the name of the person who brought the throne of the queen to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam? So what was the name of the person? Now, I'll give you a hint. This was a wali in the ummah of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So that's the question of today. We're going to move to our beautiful kalam today. And the nat today is very close to our hearts. Let's listen to it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu.
Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat, sahibe basirat, kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat, aankhein bichhi hui hai har jaan teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein.
Baba kahan chale?
Madine,
Madine, Madine ka safar hai aur main nandida, nandida, jabhi afsurda, afsurda, qadam lagzida, lagzida, chala hu ek mujrim ki tarha main janibe taiba, chala hu ek mujrim ki tarha main janibe taiba, nazar sharminda, sharminda, badan larzida, larzida, nazar sharminda, sharminda, badan larzida, larzida, Madine ka safar hai aur جانم دیدا جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کہ ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ نم
جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful kalam. It brings up that desire and that passion to see Madinah Pak, SubhanAllah. We're going to move to our first segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
So alhamdulillah, we were looking at some of the beautiful miracles of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You know, the life of Akka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was full of miracles. Now we look at the court of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had miracles, but not with the consistency and the frequency or anywhere near that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Now we know one famous miracle of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that a table dining mat descends from the heavens for the disciples, and there are 7 pieces of bread and fish on that dining mat, and his disciples who were there all ate from this, and it was sufficient. Although it was a small amount of food, it was blessed and it was sufficient to be enough for that small group that was there with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And this is a great miracle that, you know, throughout the world, the Christians are proud of, so far as their prophet and, you know, Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is concerned. And we are too proud of it. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is our prophet as well. He was the announcer of the best of creation, because the glorious Quran told us that he sat with his disciples and he tells them that after I depart, the best of the creation of Allah will come, the mercy to the worlds will come. So he was one of the ones who announced the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He even gave the name. The glorious Quran says that he said, after me, he will come, his name will be Ahmad. So this is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But that one miracle in relation to the 7 loaves of bread and the fish sufficing for the disciples, it was a big, big miracle. And it's throughout the fabric of Christianity, this is quoted time and time again. Let me take you to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam though, because even more amazing things happened. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik narrates that Sayyidina Abu Talha once came to his home and he said to his wife, look, I've seen the state of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been hungry for a few days. The blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't eaten anything. Have we got anything? So she wraps up some bread and says, here, take it. As the Sayyidina Anas says, I continued. I went carrying it and found the messenger of Allah sitting in the mosque with some companions. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, did Abu Talha send you with food? Then the Prophet said, let's go. They all set off. I was ahead of them. And we went to the house of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala, the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, coming in with a group of companions into the house. Sayyidina Abu Talha says to his wife, well, we only have a little bit of bread. How are we going to feed all these people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bringing? But his wife, Sulaim, was an ardent believer. She said, look, Allah Azza wa Jalla's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bringing them. They know
what we have. So they will deal with everything. And she was very calm, cool, and collective. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Talha met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, welcomed him into the home, and said, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh, Miss Sulaim, what have you got?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just this little bit of bread." Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed that the bread be broken into pieces, and then Miss Sulaim poured some clarified butter onto the bread from an oil skin. Aka Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited something over this and then said, "Will you give permission for 10 people to come in at a time?" So 10 people started to come in. They would eat these few pieces of bread with the oil. They would then go back out. Another 10 would be invited in. And it continued in this way. Let another 10 come in. They too entered, filled their stomachs. Then they went and then carried on admitting the people. 70 to 80 men came in to eat a few pieces of bread and to satisfy their hunger. And this was just the beginning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was with Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, the reason that Sayyidina Jabir went to the Messenger of Allah azawajal and said, "Ya, O Messenger of Allah azawajal, my father Abdullah was martyred in Badr, owing so much debt. The creditors do not accept that we can delay the repayment or do it in installments or anything else. The creditor is a Jewish man and he will just not accept it." Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and he said, "Look, next year when the harvest comes, you can take it all in return for Jabir's debt." He said, "No, I'm not accepting that offer." Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Well, let us repay over a period of time." And again, he said, "No, we can't do that." Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made other potential suggestions. And again, this man said no. So the next day, Aka Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the great Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, went to the date grove of Sayyidina Jabir. Now, the date grove was only small. It was a small orchard. It was never going to suffice for the debtors. And then on top of that, what the debtor had done is he'd said that I will only accept perfect dates. So that if you've got a load of dates, I'm not going to accept them all as a parcel to repay the debt. Every date that I have needs to be perfect. If any are damaged, any are not right, those don't count. So he made it even more difficult. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, said, "Go and pick the dates, separate them out, and inform me once you've finished. Separate the ajwa from the cluster of the ripe dates." Sayyidina Jabir goes, he completes the task, he comes back to the court of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he invites all his creditors, including that man as well. They come with donkeys, and they want to, take the dates, but only the good ones. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala already knows that he's only got a small orchard and these are not going to suffice for one of the creditors, never mind all of them. Anyway, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked around to the largest heap of dates three times. So Aka Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks to the and around this heap of dates. Then after sitting near on the middle of the dates, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Jabir, give them what they want, start weighing." So Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu now starts to take these dates and weighing them, putting them in sacks. And, you've got 5 sacks, that's your debt paid, you've got 10 sacks, that sort of thing. So he's weighing these dates, knowing that there's only a few. Look at all these people. Sayyidina Jabir manages to repay all the debts. All the creditors are happy, they've got their dates, and they've got perfect dates as well. And he then looks back. And the pile's still there. He thinks, wow. He thinks, hang on a minute. I've given more than this orchard could produce to my debtors. Every one of them is satisfied. And yet when he looks back, there's still a pile of dates there. It seemed as though there was no decrease from it. Sayyidina Jabir, who feared that he would return to his family empty-handed, because he was thinking, well, these dates are going to go to the debtors. I'm still going to owe some debts and I'm going to go back to my family, my children. What am I going to feed them? He says that he returned home with 17 camels loaded with dates. This is the mercy to the world. He comes to the court of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in debt. He doesn't know what to do. The creditors are being harsh on him and won't give him any terms of repayment. And all that happens is the beautiful Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bless his orchard, and he walks away having paid his debts in 17 camels. These were the everyday miracles in the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that during a battle in which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was present, we experienced a shortage of food. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Have you got anything?" So I brought a little bag with a few dates. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed me to follow him with the little bag of dates. He asked me to spread them out onto the mat. I did. I then counted them. There were 21 dates. Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took them out one by one, held them in their blessed hand, and invoked the name of Allah, i.e. recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim over them, put the dates in a pile, and then said, "Call so-and-so and his friends," and started to call in small groups of the companions who were in this battle. They came, they ate, and they returned to the battlefield. Another group came, ate, and returned to the battlefield, until every single one of them had eaten to their heart's content and had returned to the battlefield. And as it is Sayyidina Abu Hurairah says, "I put my hand in the bag, and there's still dates in there. And I'm thinking, how can this be? And I could take out as many dates as I wanted, but they would never end." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, allowed the companions to eat from there. And it said that even if there were 20,000, they would have sufficed for us. This is what it, and I would put this bag, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hurairah says, that this bag, not even after the battle, I would keep it with me. Whenever I wanted dates, whenever my family wanted dates, we would just put our hand into this little bag and dates would come out and we would continue to eat. And it remained with me for a long time. He says that I used to put it on my animal, my ride, and I used to take this with me when I needed food. He says it was only on the day that Sayyidina Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala was martyred that the ride disappeared and this bag disappeared as well. Mishkat and Tirmizi Sharif. Now, how long was that? Well, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was participating in one of the early battles. That's when Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi gave him this little bag. After Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi put a veil between themselves and this world, then came the time of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. So whatever the period in between, 5 years, 10 years, then Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was 2 years, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was approximately 12 years, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was 10 years. You're talking about 25, 30 years that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala had this little bag and he continued to take dates out of it and continued to feed himself and his family until he lost that bag. Subhanallah, the amazing miracles of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, and this incident with dates and bags didn't just happen once. There are many, many incidents where a little leather bag had a little bit of water in it or a little bit of dates in it, and Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blessed it and it was enough to feed an army. There was one incident, Sayyidina Sumra bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had with him a bowl of food from which Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would eat. And we would eat with the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in groups of 10. We had batches, and we could eat from that bowl 10 people at a time, and lots could come, but the food would never finish. And this was an everyday occurrence. This is why when I say, you know, every moment of the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a miracle, and these companions were just mesmerized by all the miracles. When it came to the greats of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the other amazing prophets of Allah, the magnificent messengers, they had miracles scattered throughout their lives. But when it came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it came to the best of creation, when it came to the last and final messenger, every moment a new miracle was springing forth. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on an expedition with a group of 1,400 people when the companions began to complain of hunger, which was severe to the extent that they thought, "Let's slaughter our rides, the camels they were riding on, because they were that hungry." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, do not slaughter your camels. How are you going to get by? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, gather all the food that you've got onto the piece of cloth. They took everything, the 1,400 people, everything they had, they put on a cloth. And he said that once they put everything on this cloth, this dining mat, there was the space that it covered was about the space that a goat can sit on. So you can imagine how much space it is. So it's probably a bit bigger than this desk, and a goat can sit. That's how much food there was. But there were 1,400 companions. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then asks the companions to come in slowly and to fill, not only eat, fill their bags with whatever they had, whatever was there. So they start to fill up and they start to eat the food and take the food away. And all 1,400 companions were able to do this. Then there was no water. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished eating and asked for water to be brought to him. When the water was brought, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal poured the water into a bowl, placed his hand in it, and the barakat was such that 1,400 companions were able to perform wuzu, ablution with the water from that very bowl as well. Subhanallah. Then there's one occasion where a group of 130 companions were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and again they had very little food, and they had a goat, they slaughtered it, and the liver was made. But that liver, how big is a liver of a goat? Yet 130 were able to eat it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, my favorite one, this one. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is very hungry. You know, in the early time of Islam, you'll remember we went through the history. And the Muslims were being persecuted in Mecca, and they were put through a very difficult time. And they had very little food. So on one occasion, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I was starving. I hadn't eaten for days, and my condition was such that I was rolling on the ground to alleviate the pangs of hunger, and I tied stones to my stomach. And sometimes, even then, the pain wouldn't ease. So I thought, what do I do? So what I did is I thought, well, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a very nice-hearted, a very compassionate person. So I won't go there and ask for food, but I'll sit and wait. And when he comes out, I will pretend to ask him questions in relation to the Quran or something. And when he sees me, he's such a compassionate person, he may offer me some food. So he sits in the way, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is passing by. So he says, I asked him about a verse of the Quran, the book of Allah, but my intention was that he's going to notice my hunger and he's going to offer me some food. Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala came, but he went. Then I saw Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, so I thought, I'll try the same again. Maybe he will notice I'm hungry, take me and give me some food. So he says, I made the same inquiry with him in the same manner, with the same intent. And again, he dealt with my inquiry and walked away. So I'm thinking, I'm sat here, I'm hoping somebody will, you know, offer me some food. When suddenly, the best of creation, the last and final messenger, the beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by me, but I didn't have to say anything. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me and smiled. He saw exactly what was in my heart. Hazrat Abu Huraira is the Ravi of this. He's saying it himself. He's saying, look, I knew when I saw the blessed face of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he knew exactly why I was sat there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh, Abu Huraira, I replied, Labbaik ya Rasulullah, undoubtedly at your service, O Messenger of Allah. He said, come along. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and I followed him. We arrived at his home, and after which the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal went inside. I asked for permission and I entered also. The Messenger of Allah azza wa jal found a bowl of milk there and said to his household, where has this come from? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody gifted it to you and left it for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this bowl of milk, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I thought, wow, Jalo, we've got some milk. Now something, you know, for me to drink, something for me to get rid of this hunger. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had other ideas. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, Abu Huraira, I said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah, undoubtedly in your service, O best of the creation of Allah azza wa jal. He said, go and invite the people of the veranda, the Ahlus Sufa. These were poor people who were in the first Islamic university. For those of you who have had the honor and the privilege of going to Madinatul Munawwarah and being close to the Jaliyah Mubarak, at the back, there is a raised area, the Sahabi Sufa. And that's where they used to sit, just outside the house Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to teach them the deen. These were very poor people. They'd given up everything to be at the feet of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the first Islamic university. So whenever something came in, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the first to share with these people, because Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved them and knew that they'd sacrificed a lot for Islam. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Abu Huraira, go and call the people of Ahlus Sufa. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu thinks, hang on a minute, one bowl of milk, if I had been given it, at least it would have done something. But how? What is it, one bowl of milk going to do for the entire Sahabi Sufa? And the riwayat said there were about 70 of them. So, he's thinking, oh, they're not even going to get a sip each. But he says, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah. Undoubtedly, he says, his words are, he says, my heart wasn't in it, but this was the command of the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I said, Labbaik, I set off and I called the Ahlus Sufa. But I'm thinking to myself, and he says his words, I'm thinking to myself, aren't I more entitled to this because of my hunger, because it's unbearable? What will remain after I've distributed it? Having thought this matter again, I said, no, I must obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they know best. Look at the companion's thought. He's hungry, he's starving, but he thinks, Allah and His Habib know best. I'll go and do whatever I'm told. So he goes and calls the Ahlus Sufa. They come. And then to make it more difficult for him, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Abu Huraira, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah, take this bowl of milk and give it to each one of them. So you've got Sayyidina Abu Huraira, who's dying to drink this milk. He takes the bowl, he gives it to the first one. The first one drinks till he's satisfied, he can drink no more. Then to the second, to the third, to the fourth. Then Sayyidina Abu Huraira is passing this along and he's witnessing an amazing miracle, because every one of them are drinking to their heart's content, and yet the milk is still there. After it went to all 70 of the companions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and says, oh Abu Huraira, you drink. So I started to drink. I drank and stopped. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Huraira, drink more. So I drank some more. Abu Huraira, drink some more. So I drank more. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, Abu Huraira, more. He says, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth, I cannot drink anymore. At this, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then took hold of this bowl, read Bismillah, and then drank it, and the bowl finished. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat writes a beautiful couplet. He says, Kyun janabe Abu Huraira, kaisa tha wo jamishir, jisse sattar sahibun ka doodh se muh phir gaya. Sir, Hazrat Abu Huraira, what was the wonder in that bowl of milk from which 70 companions drank to their heart's content, and yet there was still enough for you to quench your thirst and to get rid of your hunger? These were the miracles. No reason that the companions were absolutely mesmerized by every moment they spent in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For them, the solution to everything was at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they had a financial difficulty, they came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they had a worldly difficulty, they came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Family difficulties, the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, to that extent, you can understand it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the leader, the prophet, and the best of creation. But what about medical matters? I mean, you go to the doctor, don't you? You go to somebody who knows about medicine, knows about herbal medicine or something else. Where do the companions go? There must have been doctors in Madinatul Munawwarah, in Makkatul Mukarramah. But did any companion, when they were ill, go to a doctor? Did they make an appointment? No, they didn't. What did they do? They came straight to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Battle of Khaybar, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is ill. He's got an eye ailment. He can't even see properly. And yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ali is the one who's going to take the flag and going to conquer Khaybar. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eyes, I've got an infection. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied their saliva mubarak, lu'abidahan mubarak, to the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and his eyes become perfect. Subhanallah. Then, how what can we say about the saliva of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You remember when the kuffar of Makkah were chasing Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped in Ghar Thawr. What did the snake do? It was a venomous snake, and it bit Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. But what saved him? It was the blessed saliva of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the miracle of the saliva that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was able to be cured from even the most poisonous of snakes. Then, what if you break your leg though? So Sayyidina Bar'a bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I fell down the stairs, I break my leg. I actually tie my leg in a sling because it's completely broken. And I come to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I broke my leg. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, stretch out your leg. I stretch out my leg. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pass their blessed hand over it and the fracture heals immediately and I'm able to walk again. He thinks, wow. Why would they go to a doctor when they have the best of creation and the curer of diseases that Allah had blessed with so much power? There were many companions who were given wounds, swords, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, swords would tear through their body, they'd have very serious wounds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put their saliva mubarak upon it and it'd be perfect within minutes. This was how amazing this was. But my favorite one, you're going to love this one. It's Imam Tirmizi and with a strong chain of narration. And Sayyidina Usman ibn Hunayf radiallahu anhu says that a blind man came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he requested that I have been afflicted with blindness, so please supplicate to Allah for the restoration of my vision. So he's blind. He finds out this is the last and final messenger. He accepts Islam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm blind. Please cure me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you desire, I shall supplicate for you. And if you want, you can remain patient and this is better for you. The man says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please pray for me. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him instructions and says, go, make ritual ablution, then perform two cycles of prayer, two rakat namaz, and then supplicate, but say the following words. And viewers of Madinah, I want you to note these words. O Allah, I turn to you through your Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mercy. O Muhammad, Ya Muhammada sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek your mediation in the court of my Lord Allah azza wa jal for my need, that it may be fulfilled. O Allah, accept his intercession on my behalf. This is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught this companion. And let me read it to you again. Okay, O Allah, I ask you and I turn to you through your Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he turns to the Prophet and says, the Prophet of mercy. And then he turns and says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek your mediation in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Ya Allah, I ask from you for the sake of your beloved Habib. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you to mediate in the court of Allah azza wa jal because I want my eyes back. And then he says, Ya Allah, fulfill my needs and accept the intercession of your beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blind man does exactly this. He does as he's instructed to do so. And his eyesight, before he finishes, is restored, subhanallah. Now look at the aqidah. A lot of people these days have these half-baked concepts of you can't have intercession, you can't ask for the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just look at this dua, find it. This and the chain of narration in the book I have, they've said there's so many different chains of narration, authentic and solid chains of narration for this amazing hadith mubarakah, and it is graded as sahih, a very rigorously authenticated hadith mubarakah. And we're being taught that yes, so Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us, take away our problems for the sake of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you've asked Allah Azza wa Jal, then raise your hands in the court of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, by the sake of your beloved Habib, accept my du'as. And then turn to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please mediate for us in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are my calamities and we want the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know that when you make du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the blessings will be showered upon us. And ask in this way and all your needs will be fulfilled. And you know, there was a time when Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put a veil between themselves and this world. And Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu was making dua in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. When a despicable person, he said, why are you asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they are in their Rozai Mubarak, when Nauzubillah they're in their grave and they've gone? And Sayyidina Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu said, okay, I am speaking to the best of creation. I'm not at the grave of somebody else. This is the grave of Mubarak. This is the Roza Mubarak of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who hears and sees everything with the power that Allah azza wa jalla has given him. This was the Aqidah. This was the belief of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. This was the belief of all the companions. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, this is our belief as well. Raise your hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Use the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then have a connection with Medina. And whatever you need, ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the glorious Quran says, even if you want forgiveness, go to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask the blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for you. And Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. So what else? Forgiveness is the greatest ni'mat. And the calamities of the world all disappear when you take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But another amazing miracle. There are many, many miracles. I know I'm running out of time. I'm going to try and get through a few of these. There was a person, a woman comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my child can't speak. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua and he recovers. And the woman is seen a year later and she's asked about the child. Now this child is can't speak, but also is mentally not very clever and not astute, very slow. You get some children like that. And they need more love and affection, by the way. And the love and affection that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was so amazing. And the miracle of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that they met this woman a year later and asked her about the child. And she said, he recovered and became smart. And he's not like the rest of the people. He's the smartest that you can find. And he could speak eloquently as well. This was the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the next one, you're not going to believe this one. This was truly amazing. Battle's going on and an arrow hits the eye of a companion. And it hits and the eyeball and the entire kind of veins and nerves and everything actually come out and they're hanging on the cheek. This is what the Hadith Mubarakah says. And Imam Qazi Ayaz narrates it in Shifa Sharif, and there are many other chains of narration for this. So this is narrated by Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, right? And he's, from recollection, one of the Ashra Mubashra. So he says, during the Battle of Uhud, Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala is hit in the eye by an arrow. He says that he saw this. He said, the eye was hanging on the side of the face. Now, rather than run to a doctor, rather than cry over his misfortune or anything else, what does Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala? He immediately rushes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eye has come out. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't say, well, what do you want from me? Go see a doctor. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the eye, applies the saliva mubarak, and places it back in the socket. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu can see through this eye. And he can see more perfectly than his other eye that was undamaged. And subhanAllah, he says later on in life, he says, as I got older, my eye that was undamaged started to get weaker. You know, as we get older, we need glasses, we need reading glasses and everything else. I've forgotten mine today, actually. That's why I'm struggling a little bit. But we need reading glasses. Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala says that as I got older, my eye that was not damaged in the battle became weaker. But the eye that Allah Azza wa Jalla's last and final beloved messenger had placed back in its socket always remained perfect. This was another amazing miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving eyes to whoever they want. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving food. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving all these blessings. And it just reminds me of that couplet. Nabi Mukhtare Kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Allah has opened the treasures of the world to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh my beloved, the people who are in difficulty will come to you. Here are my treasures. You're the distributor of those treasures. Give them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity was such that you remember the famous riwayat where there was a pile of money that came in and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't go home till all the wealth was distributed to the poor. This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, amazing generosity. And when it came to helping people, there's nobody in the world who has helped people as much as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And there are many, many other examples. And during a journey, Sayyidina Ya'la bin Murrah states that I witnessed three miracles. And those three miracles were amazing. I was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a camel came moaning and came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's kind of saying something. It comes, lowers its neck in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then says something in Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ear mubarak. I'm amazed. This is a camel and it seems to be talking to the best of creation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then say, call the owners. So they called the owner of the camel and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the camel has complained to me that you feed it little, yet you work it hard, and you work it more than it can bear. You should be merciful to animals under your care. And Hazrat Ya'la bin Murrah radiallahu ta'ala says, I'm amazed, camels coming, talking, and complaining about their owners. He says that was the first miracle. Second miracle, whilst we were on this journey, it was time for rest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take rest. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam close their eyes. I'm sat there. And suddenly, I see a tree in the distance. And the tree uproots itself, walks over and shades Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then goes back to his place. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened their eyes, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've witnessed something amazing. You know that tree over there? It tore out of the ground. It came to your court. It kind of gave shade over you. It was almost like it was prostrating. And then it stayed for a short while and it's gone back to its place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the tree had sought Allah's permission to convey greetings of peace upon me and it was granted. The scholars write, the tree said in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, what an amazing opportunity. Your Habib, your best of creation, the last and final messenger is passing near me. How can I stay in my place and allow the Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pass without going to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah azza wa jalla granted it permission. It tore out of the ground with its roots, came and did salam in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then went back. Hazrat Ya'la bin Murrah radiallahu ta'ala says, that was the second miracle, an amazing miracle that I witnessed. The third was that a woman brought a child to the Messenger of Allah and complained that he suffers from bouts of insanity. This caused the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pinch the child's nostrils and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come out, for I am Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah. We proceeded on our journey. The woman met the Messenger of Allah who asked regarding the child later on. And she says, by the one who sent you with the truth, since you left, we have not seen him suffer from any bouts of insanity. Everybody, even children that were burnt by fire, even companions who came, who had wounds from childhood, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would cure. One of my favorites, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who we heard about the milk, he was a great companion. He stayed in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was that devoted that although other companions went about, had a family, did their business and everything else, and their businesses flourished and they made money, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu didn't want to do any of that. He just wanted to spend maximum time in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would try and learn hadith mubarakah. And you will know that the maximum amount of hadith mubarakah are probably narrated through Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Now, it wasn't like that. He would come to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would listen to something, couldn't remember it. So he was frustrated. So he comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I try to remember what you say, but I struggle. My memory isn't that strong. My memory is weak." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Open up your garment. You know, like you go begging and you pick your garment up and you say, put it in here." Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lay out your cloak." So I did so. And Akka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went like this. And as if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking something and putting it in, but we couldn't see anything. But Akka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this and put something into my cloak. I then scooped it up and I was told to put it on my chest. And he says, "From that day on, I gathered whatever I was given. I couldn't see it, it was invisible. But from that day on, my memory became so amazing that I never forgot anything." And indeed, it is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu who has narrated the most hadith mubarakah from the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, I've got so many miracles for you, but I think it's 57. I'm going to have to move to my second section. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds.
Now, last week we discussed how Allah had granted a particular organ to us which was very powerful. And this organ was the tongue and how to guard it. And what I left you with last week was to try and control this tongue, to try and remain as quiet as possible. And the scholars write, in accordance with the Hadith Mubarakah, that staying quiet is the sign of dignity and pride. Staying quiet gives you a special awe. You know, when people are being ignorant, or somebody's accusing you of something, or somebody is rebuking you, the scholars write that honor and dignity usually lies in staying quiet. And so this is an art. Quietness, being, you know, controlling your tongue, thinking about what you're saying before you engage your tongue is a great asset. The problem today is, as Amir al-Sunuddin Barakatum al-Aliyah says, we say things and then regret. You know, if you say something before you think about it, you will often regret it. And a lot of the times, we spend our lives apologizing for the wrong things we've said. And there's a beautiful kind of phrase. He says that you will have regretted many times saying something and then thought that was the wrong thing to say. So you regret talking. But have you ever regretted silence? No. Silence is such a beautiful thing. And this is why in the Nek Amal card, the Pious Deeds booklet, you know, you're encouraged to control your tongue and use it for good. Then you're encouraged to remain quiet. At least once, one day a month, you should try and control your tongue as much as you can. Use pens and paper to write down any commands and try and keep your talk to a minimum. And this helps control. Now that's the first stage. Then, once you've controlled the bad things, so a lot of brothers, what they do is they have this habit of swearing every second word. Once you've managed to control that, once you've managed to control this impulse talking or filling gaps or backbiting and all that, then you've got to move over to the good things. Because doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than remaining quiet. But remaining quiet is better than foolish talk. So get rid of the foolish talk, then move to being quiet. The task is to try and use your tongue in the most positive way. Have a system where I'm going to do this much zikr during the day, I'm going to talk to people nicely, I'm going to read this much durood sharif. So I'm going to use my tongue. It's the next scale up. I'm going to use my tongue for positive. I've run out of time. I'm going to share with you the question. So the question was, what was the name of the person who brought the throne of the queen to Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman al Islam? And that amazing wali of Allah Azza wa Jal was Hazrat Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a wali in the ummah of Sayyidina Sulaiman al Islam, and he had little knowledge of the book. Can you imagine the powers of the walis of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The greats of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. This is why we say that keep connected to the great saints. We're going to leave it there. Inshallah, we'll continue this journey through the miracles in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are a drop in the ocean, next week, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.